Good morning, and welcome to the Shop Local Show with Kelly McKay. Wherever you are in WHHC country, we're glad you joined us, and thank you for making us part of your day. For the next hour, we'll be telling you about fantastic local businesses and the benefits of shopping locally. We will also shine the spotlight on one very special local business. And now, from the 103.7 WHHT Toyota of Bowling Green Studios, here's your host, Kelly McKay.
Good morning. It is Tuesday, August 12th. It's another beautiful day here in Southern Kentucky. It's definitely warm out there. It's very sticky and muggy this morning.
Very much so.
Yeah, when I woke up, checked the weather, said it was cloudy and 75 at 4:15 this morning.
No, that's never a good sign.
Yeah. 4:15, it was cloudy and 75 degrees, and I thought, because I thought about going for a walk this morning, and when I saw that it was 75 degrees, I thought, probably not going to walk this morning. So I got up and did a workout instead, so worked my core this morning.
Oh, that's good.
It was already hot this morning when we coming in.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
Like, it's pretty good hot.
It's humid.
Very humid.
So what better way to cool down on these hot summer days than with ice cream, free ice cream. So this morning, I am giving away a free single scoop. I'm going to give away a few of these. I've got a few. So I don't know. We'll give away three or four scoops of ice cream from Glasgow City Creamery. So you can call in this morning, get qualified. I will give a few of those away. Great way to cool down on a hot day.
That is a great way.
Yeah. I haven't had any ice cream, so I need some.
And free. I mean, what's better?
I know. That's right. I take that back. I did have a little bit of ice cream on Sunday because I went to a birthday party. And so they had an ice cream sundae bar. So, I had to partake a little bit.
Just a little.
Yeah.
Get at least a taste,
That's right. So I got a little bit of chocolate. Need a bit of chocolate.
This weekend, our family, they went up to the Lanesville church picnic. They had like big cake booth, giveaway cakes and just, couldn't do it. But, they brought back like two or three homemade, good like chocolate cake, strawberry.
They're from the old ladies. They make them up there. Oh my gosh.
Then those are like little slices of heaven.
Yes. Mm. They're so good. Mm. They weigh about 25 pounds a piece.
Right? And one slice will make you feel that way. But you pair that with some ice cream, and I mean, what better dessert?
Perfect.
So, I've got your ice cream this morning. If you want to call in, get qualified for some free scoops, we will give those away at the end of the hour. 270-651-3000. That's 651-3000. I do want to jump in and say thanks to all of our sponsors this week. We have Buttercup Lane Gifts. Betsy was in with us yesterday. This morning, Blake and Britton Ryan with Mills Real Estate and Auction Company. They are realtors and auctioneers. Tomorrow is Wellness Wednesday, and Med Center Glasgow Laura will be in studio with us tomorrow. Also, thanks to Scooter's Coffee, Habitat for Humanity Restore, and Plantation Tires. I believe we already have a phone call, fellas.
Good morning. Welcome to Shop Local.
Good morning.
Hey, Andy.
Hey.
What you doing?
Well, I want to register three.
All right. Three. Who are they? All right.
Keyston, Carly, and Kyla.
Keyston, Carla, and Kylie?
Carly and Kylie.
Carly, yes. Carly and Kylie, yes.
Watsons.
Yes, I know exactly who they are.
All right. 427-8464.
8464.
Yeah, I spent the day with them yesterday.
Oh, what did y'all do?
Well, Robin had to go to Bowling Green, so.
Yeah.
I'd say there was sweat involved, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it wasn't too bad.
Yesterday, too.
We sitting in the doctor's office most time.
Oh, well, at least you were cool.
Then they wanted to go to Chick-fil-A.
Oh, you were in Bowling Green.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
M3's ready now.
They are. They're so grown. I haven't seen them in a little bit, but they've grown up on us.
Yes, they have.
Mm-hmm.
But they are pretty good kids.
They are. They are.
But I'll get over and talk to y'all later.
All right, Andy. Have a good day.
Y'all too.
Thanks.
See
Bye-bye.
You later.
Bye.
Yeah, get your kids signed up.
Heck
for ice cream. Even if you don't want ice cream, maybe sign up your child. I mean, ice cream's for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody. You're so, down? Well, yeah, if in moderation, a little bit.
I like those videos of the pup cups. They get excited now.
They do.
They love them.
They do. Presley does love her pup cup that she gets. If she's with me when I go through Scooters, she gets a pup cup there. So she really likes that. Like she will, like I will slowly hand it to her, and she like, I mean, she's not being mean about it, vicious, but she's like, give that to me,
yeah,
mama.
Yeah, she's wanting it. Yeah.
Yeah. She's like, don't tease me. Just give that to me. So. All right, fellas, let's talk a little bit about interest rates. I was thinking about this yesterday. So are they still in the six-ish area? I don't even know. I don't keep up with it on a daily basis.
They are. They are. Now, there is, you know, some news. They're looking at some trends and things. They think that maybe come in September, we might get a little bit lower of a rate. You know, they're thinking that, you know, unemployment's raising a little bit. They think that it's trending toward a lower interest rates by the feds come in September. But although right now we're still kind of we're trending in that same kind of what we've been at. So
I'd say they watched a video last night. Well, it was Trump. He's wanting rates to be down 3.5% by then. He's wanting.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, he's wanting.
I don't know if that'll ever happen.
That's what he's pushing for. You know, he's pushing for that much, but the analysts, whatever, they're thinking at least 1.5% though.
Okay.
In September, they think in 2 months when they have their next annual meeting or whatever that they will drop.
So it could be in the 5-ish area,
right?
Then
that's
maybe.
That's what they're thinking. Yeah.
See, that's we're still trending up in this high sixes. You know, right in that area. So
if you have a really good credit score. Is it still there, or is it a lower?
And it's depending on what kind of loan you get. You know, FHA tends to be a little bit lower. You know, straight conventional from your bank, it's going to be a little bit higher.
I'm saying like FHA, VA, you could probably get in the fives right now.
Yeah.
But, you know, just for those certain type of loans, you know, if you just go out and get a regular 30-year mortgage from your bank, you're going to be in that six right there.
Okay.
It's probably high sixes, 6.5 to 6.78, somewhere in there.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, go ahead and buy now, and then if that does happen, you can refinance.
Yeah, so that's a good opportunity, especially if it does. I mean, if it drops what Trump wants it to drop, you know, that'll be a very great opportunity for the people buying now because, you know, it'll be worth refinancing for 4%. You know?
So definitely. Right now, if you're a buyer, I mean, there's tons of incentives out there right now for buying. You know, people are offering, you know, your closing costs covered, you know, because it's the houses are staying on the market a little bit longer right now. So those incentives, if you are buying, are out there, you know, getting your closing costs covered, you know, getting money back, things like that. So there is definitely incentives if you are a buyer right now.
A lot of the houses I've been showing lately, a lot of the sellers have been offering $2,000, $2,500 allowances for just something in the house that wouldn't even prove in. Like yesterday, I showed a house. The floors weren't even bad, you know, at all.
Mm-hmm.
But there was like one little spot that did have like a water spot in it. But they were allowing $2,500 for a flooring allowance just to get it fixed. But, mm-hmm. you know, buyers are getting a lot more right now in this time. So it's kind of good for a buyer. It's definitely a buyer's market.
Okay. So if you're looking to buy, now would be a great time to look at these homes. And I feel like there's a new house going up for sale here and there all the time.
I'd say our inventory's up for sure. You know, if we're looking at the percentages from last year to this year, you know, they're up from 20% to 30% as what they were last year. You know, so there's, if you are looking to buy, there's more options out on the market now for you to look at and to, you know, find.
Okay. All right. Buyers, it's your time. So contact Blake and Brenton. They will find you a home that is going to be perfect for you and your family. If you're a first-time home buyer, these guys can help you through that, walk you through it, because they know all the ins and the outs. I mean, you guys have been there, done that, so you know the places to look for the programs and to find help for those first-time home buyers. So very important to know that information. All right, let's talk a little bit. Oh, don't forget, we are giving away free ice cream this morning. So you or your child, I know we still got some kiddos. Okay, school isn't back in session just yet, But just think.
It's getting close, so.
What? I mean, are you above bribing your children? I mean, let's just be real, okay? Free scoops of ice cream. If they are good at school, they get a free ice cream, you know, if you win it. So, I mean, why not? It's a free scoop. And these aren't small scoops. It's not like your scoop at home scoop, okay? It's one of those scoops are big. They're like a big old ball in a cup. So, call in this morning, get qualified for that. 270-651-3000. All right, and this is to the Glasgow City Creamery downtown on the South Public side of the square. Let's talk Buttercup Lane gifts. Betsy was in with us yesterday. She has her fall merch arriving as we speak. She already has her fall scents for her candle bar, so you can make your own candle. She has, I think, 5 scents that are there that they look like. Speaking of ice cream, they're like these little bitty balls. They look like the Dippin' Dots. You know how little small balls? So she has 5 containers, and there's a scoop. And so you can go in and make your own candle. So if you want one of all 1 scent, or if you want to mix it up. So she has all the fall scents.
That's awesome.
Pumpkin, buttery pumpkin. I cannot remember all of them. Rake pile leap is another one. Sticky buns might be in there, or I cannot think of all of them.
That sounds good.
Yeah, they all smell amazing.
Sticky buns.
So, you know, you can play it up, and they are clear jars. They already have the wick in them, so you just scoop however much of each scent that you want. It smells so good in there. So, pretty cool thing that she's got going on.
I've never really seen that before. I like that.
It's a make and take candle bar is what it is. So a little bit different. And she has that now at Buttercup Lane Gifts. She has some new jewelry coming in from Ronaldo Jewelry. Her fall pillows and blankets and all the toppers and the decor. She has some beautiful pumpkins, just like these display dishes that you can use in the kitchen or on a table, on your coffee table. And they are gorgeous. The pottery that she has in there, that's locally made, handmade pottery, and that is beautiful. Great prices on that as well. But there is a little something for everyone, from home decor to all the different candles. Wedding registry. I love the golden rabbit, that steel cookware. I have that tray, and I enjoy using that. It's great stuff. And the Pampa Bay, it's steel and white. That is beautiful. All of these make really nice gifts. If someone has a birthday coming up, or if you are buying now for Christmas or for an anniversary or just because gift, there are so many things to buy there at Buttercup Lane Gifts. So go by and see her and check out that candle bar while you are there. The Happy Everything, I don't want to forget the Happy Everything line. She has some brand new attachments for those too. So if you are needing something, needing a gift, she offers complimentary gift wrap. So if you procrastinate like I do, wait till the very last minute. I'm heading to Buttercup Lane Gift, and she'll wrap it up for me, and I'm on my way. So, located at 213 Reynolds Road here in Glasgow. She's open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 5, and Saturday, 10 to 2. That's Buttercup Lane Gifts.
Kelly, your birthday's coming up pretty quick, ain't it?
It is on Saturday.
Saturday. That's what I thought. I thought it was pretty close.
August, baby, too.
It is. Yes. Yes. Now, when is your August?
29th.
29th. That's right. Yeah, I knew 29th. It was later in the month, but I can't remember the exact date. So, yeah.
Late August.
Are you all still Leos? Are y'all Leos? Or are you?
Virgo.
You're Virgo.
Yep, Virgo.
I forget when the Leo cutoff
is. I think it's
right around there, 25th or
I was going to say, y'all are right on the cusp of that, I think. Yeah. So, yeah, my birthday is Saturday. One of my best friends, her birthday is Saturday. We celebrate our birthday together. So, it's always a fun birthday. So I really haven't had many celebrations. Usually I celebrate all month long, and I haven't really done anything.
Sounds like my girlfriend. It's
your birthday week right now.
I know. I thought about wearing my happy birthday earrings today. But I didn't, and I think I'm going to start wearing them tomorrow. I think from Wednesday on, I can wear, because I have like 4 pair of happy birthday earrings.
Oh, you might as
so
well.
So I got to get them all
you
in.
You got to style them all.
I know. I got
4 outfits right there.
I got to wear them all, so yeah.
And you can only wear them right now.
I know. It's the only time.
Like, you ain't going to wear them any other time of the year.
Exactly.
So you might as well break them out.
Exactly. So I think I'm going to start wearing them tomorrow.
Yeah, I would.
Finish out the rest of the week with my happy birthday earrings. So I should have just started wearing them at the beginning of August. Because it is my birthday month.
Mm-hmm.
You know? All right, fellas, we got a phone call.
Good morning. Welcome to Shop Local.
Good morning. How are you all?
We're doing good. How are you doing?
Kelly, I'm doing good. I'd like to register Brantley and Taya. It's Ashley.
All right. Brantley and Taya?
Yes, please.
All right. And what's the
phone?
Yep.
270-590-5948.
All right, dear. I've got
to bust you out until you corrected yourself.
Do what?
I said I was about to bust you out until you corrected yourself.
Oh, about the ice cream.
Well, you said you had ice cream. Mm-hmm. I was like, she had ice cream Sunday.
Yeah, that's what. See, I forgot that I had it on Sunday. That was 2 whole days ago, Ashley.
We even talked about it Sunday and then last week on the air.
I know it. But before Sunday, I hadn't had any in a while, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you're due some.
Yeah.
A little bowl every night won't hurt you.
Oh, phew. I can't do it every night. There ain't no way. There's no way. I couldn't. But anyway, I do love me some ice cream. What's your favorite, Ashley?
I like chocolate, but it has to be melted a little bit.
Oh, so Sundays was perfect then.
Yes.
Yeah, because it had just melted.
I put it in the microwave and melt it if it's not already melted.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
Wow.
I do.
Oh, wow. So you like it soupy.
Say she likes it soupy.
Well, I do, but I still like it a little clumpy. Like, I don't like it like I like milkshakes, but
yeah.
When I'm eating just ice cream, I want it just like how it was Sunday where mm-hmm. you had the little lumps and you mm-hmm. had the little liquid. That's what I like.
Yeah.
So you don't like to bite it.
No.
Like, if you have an ice cream cone, you're not biting it.
No.
Well, I doubt she's eating an ice cream cone, because it has to be held together.
Yes,
well, you know,
I don't like
cone,
that.
If it's real cold, you gotta bite it.
Yeah. Ashley's not biting it.
No, it's too cold. It hurts my teeth, so I like it melted a little.
Yes.
I understand.
Me too.
I understand, for sure. Well,
you could have wore your happy birthday earring Sunday. That would have been cute.
Well, I didn't want to take anything away from Glinda.
She gets enough attention.
Well, I know, but that was all about her day. So I was not to take anything away from that sweet lady. So
she might have taken your earrings away from you.
And you know
she
what? I would have been okay with that. I'd have been like, look, I brought these and hoping that you would wear them. So, yeah, I would have been totally okay with that. Yeah. All right, my dear. Well, thank you for calling. I hope you have a great day.
You do the same.
Thank
Have fun.
You. All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. We have free ice cream scoops. Scoops of ice cream. Not ice cream scoops. Scoops of ice cream that we're giving away this morning. And they have a variety there at Glasgow City Creamery. What is your favorite ice cream? Have I asked you this before? I can't remember.
Okay. I don't think so, but I'm definitely not chocolate.
Oh.
There's a lot of chocolate people.
Okay. So,
like you were chocolate.
I like chocolate
Ashley
and
was
peanut
chocolate.
Butter.
Yeah.
I like chocolate peanut butter.
Can't be chocolate.
Well, then what do
Mine's
you like?
Homemade ice cream, usually banana, but if I go into the, you know, like Baskin Robbins or something like an ice cream parlor, usually like a pralines and cream, like something with a little caramel in it or something.
Pralines and cream, okay. All right.
I'm probably that or like a rainbow sherbet.
Really?
Yeah, something kind of fresh. Sometimes, like, ice cream is a little bit heavy.
Okay.
You know.
Not any heavier in those cakes.
No, absolutely not.
I do like the sherbet, too. I'm a sherbet fan.
Okay.
Say, like, a pralines and cream, that's just the old, like, a go-to. Every time you can get it, and it's good.
Okay. I think I mentioned earlier this summer, how I wanted some homemade ice cream. I still haven't gotten any homemade ice cream.
Oh, we've got some. We've had 2 or 3 batches.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Do y'all have a maker at your house? Oh,
yeah.
at the lake.
At the lake, yeah.
the machine, you know, and it's got the,
you put the,
it's not no hand crank. It's
no,
a, it's got the motor,
crank.
You know.
Yeah, it does it for you. Yeah. My dad used to have the hand crank.
Oh,
I remember,
my gosh.
There was nothing better. There is nothing better than homemade ice cream.
Oh, so good.
Did you all make banana?
We made, well, we didn't have any banana, so we made regular vanilla.
Okay.
Then we made like a, it was supposed to taste like a Wendy's Frosty. It was pretty close.
Yeah, it was like a, it was like a chocolate, but they put like Cool Whip and stuff in it with it. So it kind of frosted it a little bit. And it wasn't as thick, you know.
Yeah.
A little bit more creamy. It was good.
Okay.
And it was pretty close to a Frosty from Wendy's.
I could get on board with both of them.
I love a strawberry. Our grandma makes this amazing strawberry jam or jelly, whatever you want to call it, and put some of that in there. Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
So good.
Oh, my gosh.
That's good.
Strawberry preserves.
Yes.
On vanilla or chocolate. So good. That sounds delicious right about now. Now I'm really craving some homemade ice cream. All right. Well, we have single scoops of ice cream to give away from Glasgow City Creamery, so you can call in. If you're just now tuning in, 270-651-3000. I'm going to give away a few of those at the end of the hour. You can call in and get qualified, or if you've got a kiddo that loves some ice cream, maybe with the school going back. I think tomorrow is the first day for Barron County.
Surrounding counties have already started.
Oh, have they?
I know Hart County, Hardin, they went back
already. They've already started, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I know. It's
about that time.
It is.
I bet the parents, some parents out there are probably sad, and someone's probably
some
happy.
Are relieved.
I bet there's some that are like, yes, it cannot get here quick enough.
I get 8 hours of free time.
Yes. All right, so since it is a buyer's market, guys, let's talk a little bit about, for those who may have never bought a home or it's been a while since they've bought a home and they've been kind of settled and, you know, maybe it's 20, 30 years since they bought a home and they don't really know where they stand, what they can afford, especially for first-time home buyers. So kind of give us some steps and some tips on what first-time home buyers can do, with the position that they need to be in order to buy, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
So the first step I always recommend anytime you're looking at property is go get that pre-approval from the bank. So when you know, or go get a couple, you know, some banks might be able to give you more than others. So get a couple pre-approvals, kind of see where you're at, because the worst thing that I see, people don't get that pre-approval and they start looking at houses a little bit out of their means, and then they kind of get their feelings hurt or whatever. You know, they really wanted this, but then they get that pre-approval. They just can't afford that. So first step, always try to get that pre-approval. So then we can kind of show you what will fit your budget, and don't get your hopes up on any home that, you know, you think that you can get. And then after that, that's when it starts kind of the fun part of it, is that's when you get to make a checklist, kind of what you want, what you don't want, some must, and then some checklists that you would like instead of need, you know. And then we'll start looking at homes. Sometimes it's your first home you look at. Sometimes it's the 10th. Sometimes it's the 30th. You know what I mean? It's been times where we've had more than that. So, but that's the fun part of it, at least, is looking at the homes and kind of seeing what you can see your family living in, and if you can see yourself living in that house. So that's the fun part. Then with that, and that's kind of where we'll come in. We'll kind of take it from there, and we'll get you to the closing table. We'll deal with all the lenders. We'll deal with the closing company. If it needs surveys, anything like that, we'll deal with all that. Deal with all your inspections, everything to kind of get you protected and get you to the closing table where you can move in. And then once you close on it, that's when we'll hand over the keys and you guys can start moving in right there on that day. So pretty simple process. It's really not as overwhelming as people think.
And that's why we're here, you know, as a real estate agent. That's, we're kind of here as a guide, you know, as a helper. A lot of people don't do it very often. You know, this is a once-in-a-lifetime purchase or a once-in-a-lifetime thing. You know, if you have the opportunity to do it 2-3 times, that's, you know, that's a lot more than some people. So, you know, having that real estate agent that does this, you know, me and Blake are full-time, so we do this every day. you know, once a week, twice a week, whatever it is. And, you know, we've gone through the process more than a lot of other people. So that's kind of why we come in is, you know, we're a helping guide, kind of guide you through the process more than anything. You know, this is good, this is bad, you know, this is a great lender, you know, they can get you the most money, you know, this is a great inspector, you're going to have a really good inspection after this. That's kind of what we're there is, kind of do the guiding most of it, you know, kind of a helping hand. But it's not a stressful process, you know, go get that pre-approval, come talk to us, and then it's mostly looking at houses, seeing what you like, what you want, what kind of fits your lifestyle the best, and then we'll get you to that closing table, get it closed, get you the keys, and then you can get moved in and get all those dreams lived out.
All right. Location is key, too, you know.
Absolutely. So you can change a lot of things about a house. Location, you can't change it. Yeah. So
that's the most important factor, you know.
Say the cosmetics, you know, those
neighbors,
are,
stuff like that, because that's the stuff you really can't change. But cosmetics, you know, shutters or house or even rooms, you know what I mean? If rooms not in places that you want, you can change all that. But that location, that's, you can't change the location.
That's very, very important.
Very important.
Yes, and it's very important. My mind is blown at people who do not go and actually see the house. Like, they buy it, like, they live in another state, buy it sight unseen, and I'm like, what about what it looks like around the house? You know, your neighbors, the land, you know, like, I want to know what it looks like around where
Me
I'm going
to
live. And people that just buy sight unseen, it's just mind-blowing to me.
And say, there's been several that we've just done virtual tours, you know. Like, we just go to the house and go around, like, on FaceTime and show them the house. And
The house is one thing, but, you know, the land, who are my neighbors?
Yeah, they never,
do they have a bunch of stuff sitting out? Are they clean? Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, I want to know.
It makes a difference. It makes a big difference.
Because what if you need to resell? You know, I mean, that value, I want to know what's going to be around me before
Absolutely.
I buy a house. But some people, I guess, don't care.
I say a lot of people are like you, but some people don't.
Yeah.
You know, maybe if you're out of state or, you know, it's kind of on a time frame, you see it, you like it, and you know, swing the bat.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, give us a call this morning, 270-651-3000. If you have a question for either one of these guys, you can call in this morning. If you want to get registered for the free single scoops of ice cream that I'm giving away from Glasgow City Creamery, we're going to give those away at the end of the hour. I do want to talk about MedCenter Health for just a few moments. Lara will be in with us tomorrow for Wellness Wednesday, and she'll be telling us more about the Women's Conference. This is an annual women's conference. I have been to several of these over the last few years. They're always a lot of fun. They always bring in the best speakers at these events. And this is coming up on Thursday, October 2nd from 8 until 2 at the Nicely Conference Center in Bowling Green. That is on Nashville Road. And if you like to laugh, you're going to want to be a part of this. Nancy Witter, she is the motivational speaker. She is the guest speaker there that day. And she will just be encouraging us and giving us some laughs. And she says if you can laugh through it, you can get through it, which is some pretty decent advice, some pretty important stuff right there. Emily Davenport, she will be the medical speaker that day, and she'll be talking about things, and Laura will be able to get into a few more details about that as well. But you can actually register for this conference. You go to medcenterhealth.org/adayjustforwomen. That is where you can get registered. So that's Thursday, October 2nd from 8 until 2. And like I said, she'll be giving us even more details about that tomorrow when she is in. And then they also have the MedCenter Health 10K Classic. That is set for Saturday, September 20th. And registration is open. You can head to medcenterhealth.org. And that's when you will click on MedCenter Health 10K Classic, and that's where you'll find the information about that, the online registration, schedule of events, all of those sorts of things, if that's something that you're wanting to participate in. If you have been training and been walking or running a little bit more and you would like to participate in this 10K Classic, they have a brand new race route for 2025. So it will actually start and end at the Bowling Green Ballpark. So that's something new. And
10K is a lot.
It is.
It is. I don't think I'm going to run a 10K, but
that's a lot. I don't even know how long is a 10K.
So a 5K is
6.
5K is 3.1.
So about 6 miles.
So about a little over 6 miles. Yeah, 6.2-ish. Yeah.
They might have to get ambulance.
Might have to get the ambulance to pick you up at the finish line. Halfway through it?
I think I can make it halfway. They might have to get it at the end.
I've never done a 10K.
I've done a 5. I've done a few 5s, actually.
Yeah, I've done several 5s. I'm doing a 5 in September. So I've been, I mean, I guess you could say training. I've been walking a whole lot more. Mm-hmm. So I get in several miles during the week. But yeah, a 10K, I don't know. Things start hurting. After about 3.1 miles, I'm like, "Oh, I'm glad that's over."
Yes. See, there's Thanksgiving comes around. There's two different types of families. You know what I mean? There's families that eat, I mean, just a massive spread of food, lay back on the couch in the food coma,
yeah,
look at maybe some Black Friday ads. And then there's my girlfriend's family that we have to get up at 6 a.m. and go to the local 5K turkey trot.
Oh, yeah.
Turkey trot.
Yeah.
You have to do that on Friday morning after Thanksgiving?
On Thanksgiving.
Oh, you do it on Thanksgiving morning?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's okay.
It's okay.
You go ahead and get that exercise.
Better. It makes you feel better to then eat all that food.
That's right.
But at the same time, there's just them two different types of families. You know, there's the 5K family, and then there's the family that sits there and just max up all this food, you know. Oh, my gosh.
Does he make you participate?
No.
No.
I've never been to the 5K trot or the turkey trot there with him.
Say, last year we had shirts and toboggans and, you know, turkeys. And, it's a big deal. they take it serious.
Sounds like it. So do you walk or run?
We walk.
Okay.
We walk that, you know, because it's their family, you know. So there's not many runners. Yeah. I don't think anybody ran last year. Mm-hmm. I think we all walked together.
Yeah, I'm more of a walker.
Running. Now, the walking ain't bad. It takes a long time, but it's not bad.
I mean, I can usually walk a 5K in 40-some minutes.
Oh, really? So you're walking pretty good.
I mean, I'm decent.
I don't know what a normal walking mile is. Like 20 minutes? Or?
So 1 mile, I can use, and I'm going by my watch, 1 mile I can usually do, depends on how fast, and I've actually sliced some time off of my 1 mile. So the last time, the other morning, Sunday morning, I walked, my first mile was like 17:30, I think. So 17 minutes, 30 seconds.
Okay.
Well, that's
pretty
good. Which
normally it's a little faster, but I was slow on Sunday morning. So I'm trying to shave off a little more time. You know, stronger I get, the faster I can get, you know, the more my body is moving. So it's just, I'm trying to shave off a little more time on that. But, yeah, it does take time. That is for sure. So, all right, 270-651-3000, 651-3000. Oh, Med Center Health Glasgow, don't want to forget, they have a new way that you can make an appointment. You can actually text MCHDOC to 270-796-3200. That's 270-796-3200. Text MCHDOC to schedule an appointment. They are open Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30. Of course, their new location here in Glasgow is located at 401 South L. Rogers Wells Boulevard here in Glasgow. If you would like to call and make an appointment, 270-261-5640. That's 261-5640. All right, let's talk Plantation Tires. And Brent, he's got a great deal on alignments. If you're needing an alignment, you know, if your vehicle, your steering wheel is vibrating when you drive down the road, if, you know, you're having issues with your tires, you need to make sure that your vehicle is aligned, because that can ruin tires very, very quickly. And, you know, I tell you what, we traveled. Y'all drive in Indiana very much? We were in Indiana.
Every once in a while.
Couple of weeks ago, and we got on the road, and it was bump, 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 bump on 70. Awful. It was horrible.
So
I'm
we
like,
don't drive 70 much.
My car, we don't stay on 70 for long, but we stay on it for about 25, 30 minutes. And I was thinking, it's going to tear my car up. It was awful.
You had to get back to Plantation Tire.
Right. So alignments, they will check your, they will do an alignment check for free. So remember that. Right now, their alignments are $59.99. So they have an alignment special that they're running right now. Whether you have a tractor trailer, a car, truck, SUV, they can do oil changes and those free alignment checks. Plus, they carry all the top brands of tires, and they will help you find the set of tires that is right for your vehicle. They do offer 10% off for military and first responders, so keep that in mind as well. But Brent, of course, he is over there, and he is getting you taken care of. It's really worth the drive over to Plantation Tires. I think it takes me about 25 minutes or so to drive over there, and it's a beautiful drive. You know, you're out in the country a little bit, so take it easy and drive over there and let him price you some tires and get you an alignment if that is what you are needing, or an oil change. Now, right next to Plantation Tires, which is located at 82 Barbara Road, Plantation Tires at 82 Barbara Road, is Plantation Used Auto Parts. So this is their salvage yard right next to Plantation Tires. They have hoods, doors, fenders. They have rear axle assembly, engines and transmissions. So they have a lot to choose from over there. If they don't have it, they can get it. So go see them if you are looking for a part. 10% discount on all parts. That's for military and law enforcement, first responders as well. So they offer that 10% at Plantation Used Auto Parts too. So give them a call, 270-457. This is Plantation Tires, 270-457-3953. That's 457-3953. They will get you taken care of.
I said the worst road to travel on is up that way. It is between E-Town and Louisville. They've got it fixed now, but oh my gosh, it was some potholes on there. Like you hit the ceiling when you hit them.
Yeah.
I mean it was real bad, but they finally got it fixed.
Pretty rough.
See that salvage? I've actually been to the salvage yard there in Teville.
Yeah.
And they've got a pretty cool little system. Like I went in there, I needed a door handle, mm-hmm. So I totaled my truck, and they said, well, we've got five trucks on the lot that would match. You know that. And then I got in this man's truck. We drove around the salvage yard there, and we looked for that truck, and we got in there. If it had the part, two of them didn't, one of them did. We got in there, and he took it off, and off we went.
Well,
it was something, it was efficient.
Yeah, very good. They know exactly where they're,
yeah,
where those trucks and those vehicles are. So
yeah, it was
that's really nice, good deal. So yeah, they'll get you taken care of, that's for sure. All right, 270-651-3000, 651-3000 if you want to get registered for the single scoops of ice cream from Glasgow City Creamery. We are giving those away this morning. If you got kiddos that love ice cream, who doesn't love ice cream? You can get them qualified this morning. We'll give those away here in about 14 minutes or so. Let's talk about some auctions you guys have coming up.
Oh, my gosh, yes. It's a auction time of the year. It seems like it always is anymore, but we've got a lot of auctions coming up. Our big auction coming up here on October the 4th. Handbills are not made yet. The surveyors are getting that done this week. So whenever that is done, we'll be getting those advertisements made. But it's in Old Layton, Kentucky. It's about it's around 45 minutes to an hour away from Bowling Green. It's right on the edge of Ohio County and Grayson County. Actually, the farm gets split. There's about 15 acres of the farm in Grayson, and the other 75 or 100 is in Ohio County. But it's 125 acres. It's going to have a lot of timber. So if you are a timber buyer or anything, you do things with wood, that's going to have a lot of timber there on that farm. 125 acres, and I would say half of that farm is going to be timber, maybe even a touch more. So that's going to be a big farm that we've got coming. It's 125 acres. It's in Old Layton, Kentucky. They've got pasture. They've actually got some row crop on it right now. So it's a little bit of everything. You know, it's got the timber, the woods, also the pasture. You know, if you wanted to do a food plot or something for hunting, that would be a perfect farm for that. But 125 acres right there, edge of Grayson and Ohio County.
You'll have some building lots, too, some pretty good building lots if you want a bigger track, like a 10-acre track. It's a beautiful farm, though, really. It's kind of hilly in the back, so you get some very good views from up on the top, and it's all cleared, ready to go if you was to buy a track, you know, the track that had about the 10 or 15 acres on it. But they have row crop on it now, but on the top.
See, definitely, if you're from Glasgow, like in the city, and love to hunt, and you're looking for maybe a little parcel of land, 25, 40 acres, 50, whatever, you know, like that you want to go hunt on, this would be a perfect auction for that. You know, go out here, get you 50 acres, and put your little flute pot on it, and then you'll have some really good hunting right there. So, you know, if you're from the city or from Glasgow, Bowling Green, and you want some hunting ground, this would be a perfect auction for that. But that's not subject to that. There's a lot of different opportunities here. You know, you can use the pasture and then also, you know, timber. So timber's going to be the big part of it as well.
Okay. Lots of opportunities.
Say that's definitely a big auction coming up right there. But there's a lot of auctions right now in RS Mills, especially a lot of big farm auctions right now. You know, there's a lot of that we're getting split up into smaller tracts where it's definitely a lot more, I don't know what the word is, visible, I guess, for buyers. But there's another big farm auction coming up on 31E. I know a lot of people pass it every day. The Jackson Farm handbills are come out on that this week. So actually yesterday they were done. Everything was posted. So that is coming for auction in September. 800 plus or minus acres going to be split up into 14 different parcels there. So
there'll be like three or four different farms. That'll be good for all of Barron County listeners.
Yeah.
And I know there's several big farms coming up. I know if any Bowling Green listeners or anything, you know, around that area, they got a big farm coming up in Brownsville, 1,100 acres. So a lot of big farms coming up, but they're all going to be split with building tracks.
It's 1,100 acres, but you don't have to buy all 1,100. You know, we split it up where it's feasible for buyers, you know, a 20 acre, 50 acres. You know, there's always going to be one of those tracks that just doesn't split very good that will have, you know, a 100 acre track on those big farms. But, you know, for the most part, it's going to be something, you know, lower where you can buy, put your little mini farm on it, or if you're a neighbor or something, you know, mean you can add on to your farm a little bit better, or if you're, you know, somebody new coming in, you can get you a 50-acre, you know, 50-acre parcel right there, throw you some cows on it, and you'll be ready to go. Say, there's a lot of those big farms. Also, we have another big farm coming up in Litchfield, so in Grayson County. So we've got farms in Allen, Barron, Grayson, Ohio.
Warren.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you know, if you're in Southern Kentucky, if you're listening to us right now, we've got something for you. So make sure to visit our website, rsmillsauctions.com. Press the auctions or listings tab. That's one of the cool things about us. I know we've been talking about buyers a lot this morning, but you know, being a seller, we're real estate agents, so we can also, you know, get your house listed as well. But we can look at your house, and maybe an auction would be a better option for you. So, you know, we're all licensed realtors and auctioneers. And, you know, if an auction is something that we think would be very good for your property, we can do that as well. So that's why we've got auctions and listings. You know, we've got a lot of auctioneers and realtors, you know, the duo. So we've got a little bit more than some of the other people. And, you know, we can look at your farm, look at your place, look at your house, and see what it's kind of leaning toward, what's the best avenue for you to go under. So yeah, get on RS Mills Auctions, press the listings or auctions tab. There's a lot of stuff on there right now, a lot of stuff in all those counties that we just mentioned. So if you are a listener, you know what I mean, you're in the opportunity or in the
market to buy,
right, you know, there's a lot of stuff on there for you to look at, browse through there. Be happy to get in touch with this. You know, you can reach us on our emails, on our phone. My phone number is 270-766-8926. And Blake's number is 270-766-7908. You can reach us on those cell phone numbers. Also, if you get on RS Meals Auctions, our whole team's on there. So you can see it, find our emails, our phone numbers, and things like that on that website as well.
Okay. All right. Let's take a phone call.
Good morning. Welcome to Shop Local.
Good morning, Miss Kelly, and I forgot which one you are.
Twins. Twins works.
Yeah, twins. Blake and Britton.
Okay, all right. I know I can't register, but can I register Mila, or do you have to be a certain age?
No, Mila can. Yeah, you can register Mila.
Okay, put her on there this morning. I'm trying to get her to talk to you, but she won't.
Oh, my goodness. When does she go back to school?
25th, I think. 25th.
May 5th. Okay. All right. Now, remind me Mila's last name.
Peterson.
Peterson. That's right. It was on the tip of my tongue, and I could not remember it. Okay. All right. And what's the phone number?
Just use mine, 834-9548.
Okay. So she's hanging out with you today?
Yes. She's going to go with us to the Homemakers Club and be a homemaker today.
Oh, fun. That's going to be a great day. What memories you'll be able to make with her.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thanks, Nell. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. 270-651-3000. That's 651-3000. Let's talk about Habitat for Humanity Restore. And they have a lot of different things. They've had a lot of donations over the last several weeks. So what are you looking for? Are you looking for a DIY project? Are you looking for a new sink? Are you looking for a new trimmer? Are you looking for an appliance, a fan? Are you looking for paint? What are you looking for? Give the Restore a try first, because they may have exactly what you're looking for. With so many options, so many donations, you just never know what you are going to find. And right now, they have hedge trimmers. They have leaf blower. They have weed eaters. All of these work. Great prices on those as well. And those were just donated, I guess, last week. They posted those on Saturday. So as far as I know, they are still available because they were closed yesterday. So you can go by there. They open at 10 o'clock this morning. They have lots of pieces of furniture. There is a twin-size bed. Looks like it's in great shape. They have rolls of carpet. Lots of carpet. If you are looking for something like that, they have a mop and broom cabinet, a very nice looking cabinet, a very reasonable price on that. Patio furniture, books. There is a, nope, that one's already sold. I was going to say there was a stove, an oven, but it's already sold. They have, all of their books are 35 cents, by the way. So book sale, book lovers, go and see what they have there for you. They have tons of vintage and antiques there at the Restore. Let me see. Cabinets. There's more cabinets and sinks, vanities.
A little bit of everything.
I mean, there really is. I'm just sitting here scrolling through their Facebook page, and there's just so much to choose from. So go by there, browse the store, see what they have. And I guarantee you'll find something that you want. Their paint is amazing. I love that.
So how's your black paint?
Great.
It looks holding up good.
Awesome. Yes, it looks awesome. That is the recycled latex paint that they have. And it's only $19 a gallon. And they have so many different colors to choose from. So if you're wanting something out of the ordinary, they have it. If you want something, you know, that's a typical color, they have that as well. But they offer so many colors. They have paint supplies, so it's kind of a one-stop shop for you. And keep in mind, everything at the Restore that is sold goes back into building homes for those who need them here in our community. So all about building those Habitat for Humanity homes. You may have heard about those your entire life. And our local chapter of Habitat for Humanity started in 1993. So if you want to find out if you qualify for a Habitat home, go by and talk to the folks at the Restore. They will get you taken care of. Again, they're open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 4. That phone number is 270-629-5775. That's 270-629-5775, located on West Main Street, 506 West Main Street. That is across from Kuzma Family Dentistry, across from the Shell Station there. You'll see the mural and the building is this bright green and blue color. So you cannot miss it. All right, let's go to the phones.
Good morning. Welcome to Shop Local.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Y'all giving away something this morning?
We're giving away single scoops of ice cream from Glasgow City Creamery.
Okay. I'll sign up to that, but I probably won't personally go myself. But could I give that to someone else if I did win?
Yeah. But what is there another name you want me to put down instead?
Sure. Stephanie Esters.
Stephanie Esters?
Uh-huh. I'm going to use my phone number,
Yeah, that's fine. Okay, what is it?
270-218-9516.
218-9526?
Okay, hold on a minute. 270-218-9516.
16, okay. All right.
Have you had your coffee this morning, Kelly?
I have. I'm just...
I was addicted to Mountain Dew for the longest. And I finally, slowly weaned myself off of it. I do admit every now and then I'll drink some, but I don't really even like it that much anymore. I like Mellow Yellows, but Mountain Dew's one of the worst for you, I think, they say.
Well, yeah, I'm sure any soft drink is probably not the best for us, but...
Yeah. Well, I've been drinking mocha. I don't drink it like it's cold mocha. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I've got addicted to that now, and I put a little whipped cream in it.
Yeah. Ooh, that
and
sounds
good. And I
was
like,
good. Oh. Yeah.
Well, my friend says she puts mocha in a cup, puts whipped cream in it, stirs it up, but that didn't do nothing for me. I prefer to drink the mocha out of the jar you buy it in, but I keep mine rinsed out, and I'll go to a store and I get a, like one of those international whatever coffees, and it's mocha, and I'll keep it filled up, and I'll squeeze some of that whipped cream stuff in there before I pour the mocha in there, and then I'll shake it up, with a lid on it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's good.
I'm sure. Well, all right.
I got one more thing to say, and then I'll get out there, okay?
Okay.
If y'all have time. Okay. There was two women that went to Louisville the other day. There's controversy about how that's pronounced, Louisville or Louisville, So these two women, like I said, they went to Louisville, and they decided, they're hungry, so they stopped at Burger King to eat. Well, they was arguing on how you pronounce Louisville, So they said, well, we'll go up front, and the guy can tell us, and everything. So they go up front, and they say, excuse me, sir, can you tell us where we're at? He looked at him, and he said, Burger King. That didn't help him a bit. How's that? No, it's not Elvis. How's Presley?
She's doing good.
How about Cal?
He's doing good. Joke lady, I got to jump off here because I got to grab the other line. Right, I got one more sponsor. Right, I'm sorry. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye. Oh, they hung up. I'm sorry. All right, we got to squeeze in Scooter's Coffee, of course. They are located 631 South L. Rogers Wells Boulevard. That's in the Southgate Plaza Shopping Center, and they have a little bit of everything. They have some new stuff on the menu, fellas, and I don't know if you all have had any of this lately, but they've got they have the Nutter Butter Cake Bites.
I went to Skinner's the other day and got some type of breakfast burrito, and it was really good.
Yeah? Do you remember which one it was?
I can't remember which one it was now. Yeah. I got that and the coffee. I don't drink much coffee, but it sounded good in there, so I got to eat.
They do have some really good stuff. They also have the Nutter Butter Blender and the Chips Ahoy Caramel Blender, the Bacon Cheddar Sliders.
That sounds good.
That's one of their featured items as well. They have the Sparkling Sodas, different flavors of the Sparkling Sodas. And then, of course, their food, which Kyle likes, the spicy sausage burrito.
Okay, I think that was it.
Mm-hmm. And I usually get the tomato feta omelet bites.
Okay, I think I got the spicy burrito, whatever that one.
Yeah, spicy sausage and egg burrito. Then they have a bacon egg burrito, too. Of course, they have cinnamon rolls, mini donuts, chocolate chip cookies, Oreo cake bites, birthday cake bites. I mean, the Nutter Butter ones.
A bunch.
Lots of different things. So whether you're needing your coffee fix, you need an energy drink, they have lots of Red Bull infused drinks as well as their sparkling sodas that I just mentioned. The smoothies, teas, there's healthy options, not so healthy options. So whatever it is that you are in the mood for, They will get you taken care of. If you haven't downloaded the app, I encourage you to do so because you can get rewards every time you go through. You have them scan it, and then you can get free stuff. So who doesn't want free stuff? Yeah, so go by and see Scooters. Scoot on down to see them.
Scoot on down. Southgate
Plaza Shopping Center here in Glasgow. All right, fellas, we are about to wrap it up, and I'm going to give three of these away today. So if y'all want to mention your...
Yeah, come see us this weekend. I know there's about auctions or online auctions every week, plus auctions on Saturdays. Now we're about booked up here December, so if you need something to do on a Saturday morning, come see us. Last weekend we sold a property there in Cave City, a nice car shop for the Master Commissioner. It was a great weekend, nice weather. But yeah, if you are in the market to buy or sell, or you're thinking about maybe having an auction, or you're know of somebody that does need to sell some land or list their house, give us a call. I'm Blake at 270-766-7908, or you can call Brenton. We'll work together too, 270-766-8926. So you can reach us both right there, or you can look on our website and find all the listings of our auctions.
All right, here's our first number.
Lucky number six.
Number six is Myla Peterson. So congratulations to Myla. Here's our second number.
Number three.
Number three is Kylie Watson. Congratulations to Kylie. And then I'll give one more away.
Three again.
Oh, okay. Let's try it again.
Five.
Five is Taya King. So congratulations. Okay. So three winners. Congratulations to all of those. And you can go come by the station and get your single scoops of ice cream from Glasgow City Creamery. Fellas, thank you for being here this morning.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you, Kelly.
You're welcome. Thanks again to all of our sponsors. We have Buttercup Lane Gifts, Blake and Brenton Ryan, Realtors and Auctioneers with Mills Real Estate and Auction Company. Wellness Wednesday is presented by MedCenter Health. Also, thanks to Scooter's Coffee, Habitat for Humanity Restore, and Plantation Tires. Please remember to think, shop, eat, and always experience local.
Here we go. 103.7 WHHT. Cave City, Glasgow. We're bringing country's hottest hits to your town in WHHT Country.